Thank you for listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. South by Southwest is an annual conference and festival in Austin, Texas. It brings together global innovators in media, entertainment, music, and film for a week of concerts, films, and conversations. The Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce has a talent attraction initiative called Choose ATL. It's bringing a number of musicians, entrepreneurs, and local companies to this year's South by Southwest Festival. Kate Atwood is the executive director of Choose ATL. Thank you for joining me in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Ricky. It's a pleasure.
For those of us who are uninitiated, what exactly is South by Southwest?
Well, South by Southwest happens to be really the largest convening of tech, music, and film, which when you look at kind of growth economies and growth cities, I mean, it really comes down to those that are breaking through and innovating around tech, music, and film. So it's really a spot to be, especially in early March in Austin, Texas, and we're excited to be going back.
And this is international. How many countries are represented?
Yeah, I mean, last year they had over 60 countries and states, so it's definitely domestic as well as international. I know Ireland, Japan. It's really kind of an international fanfare moment.
And this isn't your first trip to South by Southwest. What motivated the chamber to bring Atlanta to the festival?
South by Southwest, over the past 20 years, has kind of gone from really just a music festival, and it's added layers. It's become bigger and bigger as more and more industries have wanted to jump on board. And really, in the past, I'd say 3 to 5, it's become a major convening for economic development organizations, for cities and countries to market themselves. And then this is year 3 of the job fair. So as of about 3 years ago, they really started to get into a strategic place for talent. They knew that a lot of young people were coming there, whether they're coming as a fan, as an entrepreneur, or just as a learning experience. And so what they've done is gotten smart and really kind of created an experience for that talent. So it makes sense for Choose ATL, with the mission to attract talent, to go and meet the talent where they're at and have this kind of big moment where we bring to life Atlanta out there in Austin, Texas.
Economic development has traditionally been about attracting companies, but your effort is really speaking to individual people. What kind of talent are you trying to attract to Atlanta?
You know, Choose ATL really evolved out of a need, a genuine need. Atlanta is experiencing such growth in companies. We're becoming more of an innovation hub. You know, our entrepreneurial ecosystem is strong as ever. We almost needed a response to that. What's happened with the millennial generation is, you know, they've really shifted the paradigm in how they choose jobs and how they choose where to live, right? Because they have more choice in both. So they're more mobile, they're more entrepreneurial. They don't necessarily have to move to a city just for a job. And that's what's exciting about Choose ATL is we kind of come to life in a way that we're the direct connect to that talent, to that individual, and how we show up and tell Atlanta's story is super, super important to stay competitive in the global economy. So we'll go out to South By and really obviously highlight a lot of our tech jobs. You know, Atlanta is really unique because it has a lot of industry. I mean, we're number 3 in film now, so you can't even ignore that. But really, we have over 10,000 tech jobs here in Atlanta. And a lot of those are with B2B companies, so it makes our talent recruitment for our B2B companies a little bit harder because the brand awareness may not be there. So Choose ATL really helps even give those B2B companies kind of a consumer-facing lens to Atlanta. And then they get to learn about First Data, and they get to learn about Cox, and, you know, and a bit of our more B2B kind of companies. So mainly I would say tech, but now it's, you know, film. We're going out there. We're, you know, taking our film story, our music story, kind of really having it all come to life.
And I do want to get to the musical acts that you'll be bringing out in just a minute. But Atlanta also has a lot of young people. We've got great universities in our state. Mm-hmm. Are tech companies unable to recruit locally? Therefore, we have to go to South by Southwest to get talent?
I don't think so. I mean, Choose ATL really tries to balance both. You know, we're doing a much better job, I will say, of keeping, you know, we have almost 300,000 college and university students choose Atlanta for that kind of secondary education. And we certainly have our eye on ways to keep them here and to make them feel that they're more part of the community and engage in the community and help them find jobs. But it is also about going out to the world and meeting talent and bringing them here. So we are about retention and attraction. And this is just our biggest moment around attraction.
So Jermaine Dupri, Rich Homie Quan, what do they have to do with job recruitment?
You know, it's really been a fascinating study to learn about what catches the attention of this target audience, which we commonly refer to as this millennial talent. And what is really important to them is not just the particular job that they're looking at securing, but what is the color of their life around that job when they choose a place to launch their career, to live. And we've kind of really kind of positioned our strategy around not just being a catalyst for those jobs and that career, but amplifying culture. Amplifying culture, we have to do a better job of just showcasing to the world the music that is made here and the music that comes out of Atlanta. Jermaine Dupri is certainly somebody who changed the game for Atlanta, you know, on the music map. And Rich Homie Quan is a great example of the influence that our culture and our music has now globally around the world. We'll also have Kick the Robot, which is a trio of 23-year-old young Atlanta boys, and they are all rock, you know. So we will showcase certainly the hip-hop and the rap, which is Atlanta is known for. But we really have great diversity in our music, and we really need to do a better job of reconnecting that tether that we are a live music city, we are a recording city, we kind of have that all. So that just brings the cool factor. And you know what? If you're going to show up, you got to show up cool. So we're bringing out the cool factor for sure, that will get a lot of these young people in our house and getting to experience Atlanta in the way that we feel is authentic and exciting.
You had mentioned to me that Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed is expected to be out there. What will Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed be doing representing our city at South by Southwest?
He went out last year and he'll return this year for a panel. So it's really become, I think, with just initiatives like smart cities and, you know, economic development in itself kind of being a place of innovation now, and certainly civic engagement, they have this whole mayor track a part of South by Southwest. So you can go out there and they'll have different mayors speak about what are the priorities of the city and of the region. Last year, he crushed it. So we have full expectation that he'll do a great job again this year.
I can't imagine this is the first time you've been asked this question, but obviously politics, social issues are very polarized right now. You're representing a southern city to an international global audience. How are you confronting possible stereotypes about moving to the South, about living in the South?
Especially with young people, there is a bit of this that is about perception busting. But the great thing about Atlanta is we don't have to make anything up. Our job isn't to necessarily try to spin a story or anything. I mean, our job is just to open up a lens so that people can see authentically what Atlanta is about. And I think Atlanta is rich in history of being inclusive and progressive. That is a passion point for young people. A passion point for young people is being able to roll up their sleeves and get involved. And I think Atlanta is a great home base to be able to do that. So rarely can you, as a young person, and this even ties back to my personal story, you know, as a young person, come in and be right on the front lines of building a city, of growing a city, especially in a time where we need people to step up and to be vocal and to be engaged. So we actually really lean into that and try to make a big effort to engage young people in civic and social issues so that, again, we don't have to spin anything. They're telling their own story to the world, and that tether is all tied back to the difference and the impact that they're making in Atlanta. But I actually think of it as more, you know, Atlanta can be the most promising city for these young people in such a time, because it's certainly our history, and we certainly are inviting the young people to have impact here today.
Kate Atwood, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Kate Atwood is Executive Director of Choose ATL. They will be at South by Southwest this weekend.